Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mystery Crate. As you know, every episode is unique and different. It doesn't really fit a general theme. We just aim to entertain or inform you. This new episode is an update on Tim Jerns. If you've heard our episodes over the last couple of weeks throughout this pandemic, Tim Jerns popped onto our radar because of his controversial training methods during the pandemic at Southeast Tulsa College. It became a national controversy and Tim Jerns lost his job. After that, he blamed Dan for losing his job and taking his quotes out of context, he threatened to, quote, red lobster hop his way through the United States in an effort to reach Dan in South Beach. It felt like a threat. He went out of his way to protect himself legally by saying it was not a threat, even though it was very clearly a threat. The whole thing was bizarre, but he kept checking in with us. And I hate to say this, but there is a fairly sad update on the status of Tim Jerns. We recently got a call from Tim Jerns' sister, and she told us that something had happened to Tim. And what happens on this call is a bit surreal, sad, but you listen for yourselves. Here it is, an update on Tim Jerns.
All right, if you've been following this recently, we've had quite the strange odyssey where we have gone out to Southeast Tulsa College and we were introduced a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, to Tim Jerns, the strength and conditioning coach who had all sorts of unusual practices that he was using during a pandemic in training his football players, one of which included a drill that required 8 911 calls. So that was the first episode we did with Jerns. Then he got fired. He blames me for the ruination of his life. He was living in a Red Lobster for a while and claiming that he was coming down to Florida. But in the interim, he built a barnstorming football team that went 7-1. And now I'm being told that he wanted to do a fourth interview today. It was scheduled to go on right now, but I'm being told that his sister, Katrina Jerns, is calling in. So Katrina, thank you for joining us. Do you know what Tim wants? Why is Tim not with us here today?
Hello, this is Dan Levitard.
Yes, Katrina.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Tim's sister, and I am here at the hospital in Mississippi. Apparently, police found my brother severely beaten by the side of a highway outside of Biloxi yesterday. I flew in from Maryland, where I work for the state as an urban planner, and we're here now in the ICU. And frankly, they don't think that Tim is going to make it.
Oh, dear God. I'm sorry. What has happened here? I didn't realize you were calling us from the hospital.
We're here at the ICU, and we still, honestly, we still don't know exactly what happened. Apparently, Tim was with a group of men who had criminal backgrounds, and they turned on him. The FBI believes they're currently in El Salvador and are planning to smuggle large amounts of cocaine into Colombia.
What do you mean, into Colombia? Okay, this is very confusing, but why are you calling us? So you find him on the side of the road, and you don't think he's going to make it. Like, how is he doing, and what state is he in, and why are you calling us to tell us what?
Well, our brother Cole was the only person with Tim when he was found. But honestly, Cole hasn't been the same since he injected over 400 cc's of bull shark testosterone into his testicles 4 years ago. And he's no help. He's providing no details at all. And he just keeps screaming, flag on the play, over and over again.
I'm sorry, again, Katrina, I don't mean to sound so confused, but why are you calling us to tell us this? Are you of the opinion that we have a closer relationship with your brother than I think we do? I mean, we've only talked to each other a couple of times on the phone.
Okay, Mr. Levitard, honestly, all Tim keeps asking is to talk to you. That's it. Apparently, you've been a father figure to him, and I'm sorry I don't follow sports, so I'm really sorry. I don't know who you are. occasionally listen to Colin Cowherd or Skip Bayless, but that's it. And I think they're great. But honestly, I want to thank you for everything you've done for my brother.
Okay, I'm sorry. Katrina, I'm sorry for everything, but there seems to be some confusion here. You say Tim wants to talk to me. Can he speak? Because I don't understand why it is that he believes or you believe that he and I are any kind of close. We don't have much of a history. It's just over the last month, and I'm really confused as to why it is you guys are calling me or why he needs to speak to me.
Tim was such a good kid, honestly, and Tim started playing football and lifting weights 6 to 7 hours a day, and he took a lot of that drug. I guess H.G. Wells based the book Island of Dr. Moreau on, and his neck got so thick, and he got so loud. When I got married, he insisted on doing squats during the ceremony. When I asked him not to, he got enraged, and he kept yelling, "Do you want my hammy to get tight, huh? Do you?"
Katrina, I understand you're emotional. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get nostalgic with you. I hear what sounds like hospital noises in the background, and I'm just concerned when you're saying that your brother wants to talk to me and you don't know if he's going to make it.
It's really been hard, Mr. Lebtard. My marriage isn't in great shape. I don't know if Tim has confided any of this to you, but you're really kind, and you have such a nice voice, and it's very soothing, and I thought maybe we could get a drink together sometime when this is over.
Okay. I don't know how to respond to that exactly, Katrina. Again, I forgive me for just pressing on this. What would he like? What would he want me to do here?
Hold on one second. Looks like Tim's eyes are all wide, and he knows I'm talking to you. So hold on one second. I'm going to put him on.
Okay.
Tim, yes, Tim.
Tim,
are you okay? What's happening here, Tim? Why? What's the matter? What happened to you?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
You're right. You're right as always. You're right about everything. Every word. People who listen to you should know that you're just always right. It just didn't go good. It just all of a sudden we were all laughing, and then the laughter, you know, when someone starts laughing and they start laughing so loud, it starts to get weird, and then everyone's laughing, and then all of a sudden I just felt the punches and saw the white flashes. My brother is running around in circles. He kept yelling, call a flag, drop a flag. And that's all I remember. And they say I might not make it. They say this could be it, the brain swelling. And I just wanted you to know, you're the best friend I've ever had in my entire life. You're like a father. You're like a brother. You're like a church leader. You're like a friendly local policeman who takes an interest in a kid. You know how they do that sometimes?
Tim, what happened? I'm sorry. What happened to you?
I don't know. No, man, I don't know. They got mean. All the things you said about them were right. They were mean. They weren't my team. And they had this cocaine. They kept saying they got it from you got it out of Columbus, Ohio, and they got to smuggle it to Columbia. And I kept saying that's not how it works.
And you should lay down.
It's not how it works. You don't smuggle it in. It came from Colombia. And they're like, no, it came from Columbus. And then one of them said, no, Columbia, South Carolina, Columbia, Washington State. It was confusion. And they're like, we're going to get this to Columbia. And they took the cars and they sold them and they took all my money and the equipment. And they're doing it, man. They're going to smuggle that cocaine into Columbia. They said, we're going to be rich. We're going to be like Tony Montana, only in reverse. Well, I'm going, man.
Tim, I don't understand. Forgive me, please. I think I heard your sister telling you to sit down. You shouldn't be like, don't get emotional or worked up about these things. Can you please just be someone relax in a relaxed state while we're talking about this?
Yeah, here's the thing, Dan. Our team, when we were playing together, we were beautiful, man. I mean, you should have seen us. our formations, our cadences, our audibles. We were like ballet, man. And just there, some of those guys, they just can't, what's the, you know, you can't teach a old dog new tricks. Well, you can't teach a wild hyena any tricks, like you, none. So there's some things, man, I just need you to take care of some things for me, my will. And most of all, I need you to take care of Rachel, man, my sweet Rachel.
I don't know who Rachel is, Tim. You're going to read your will to me now?
Her name's Rachel Lancaster, and she's a life doll I had made about 6 years ago. She's so real. She is real. And she needs some dental care. She needs some medical care. She has a lot of student debt to University of Phoenix.
Tim, you shouldn't strain yourself.
But she needs to get away, Katrina! Get away!
Please calm down, Tim. Please calm down.
You always wreck everything! You gotta take care of Rachel Lancaster, Dan. Take her to your home, your mansion on the ocean. She's in a storage locker in Texarkana. There's some old rusted spear guns in there. There's an oil painting of my hero, Richard Incognito, that I did. It's gotta be worth something. There's about 18 grand in nickels. And but Rachel's there, and she's a queen. And just, will you swear to me you'll take care of her, my life doll, Rachel?
Tim, I'm not sure this is appropriate. I'm not sure that I should be. I mean, I don't want to deny, a dying man his dying wishes, but I don't think that you and I have the relationship that I should be executing your will for you.
I bought her a first-class ticket. Rachel's going to be on a plane. She gets in tonight at 6:30. The airline knows to take care of her. And don't worry, we got a face mask on her. And they'll put her in a wheelchair and they'll take her to your house and you just take care of her. I've loved her like no one I've ever loved in my life. Even my brother Cole. I've made love to her many, a thousand of times. But she's clean. I always bleach her when I'm done. And just take care of her. And last, like I said, you're like a father figure, religious figure. I want you to hear my last confession. Please, Dan. Please, ask my sister. I'm not making it out of this, and I need you to hear my last confession.
And I think you have to arrest her.
I think you need to go be still like Rachel is still. Will you please hear my last confession?
Yes, yes, please, of course.
Aren't you from the Caribbean? I think you practice Santeria. Is that correct?
I'm Cuban. But
sit down now,
Tim. Can you please sit down? Can you sit? Please,
sit down. I'm gonna sit down. Trina's always the grown up, always the mature one. She loves you, Dan. She won't stop talking about you, Katrina. You should just meet her for a drink.
Tim, cut it out.
Dear Lord, it's been 15 years since I gave my last confession. I've sinned. Please forgive me. I roundhoused a guy for eyeballing me in a Toys R Us in front of his wife and kids. And I always felt bad about that, the way his kids looked at me. I mean, it was a beautiful roundhouse. It was perfect arc on it. My hips were loose back then. But I feel bad about it. I claimed that I was a financial advisor, and I managed the money for a puppeteer in Southeast Ohio. And I took everything. I took everything. I sold his puppets. I took all his money. I bought cocaine. I bought Gibbon adrenaline. And I feel bad about that. And I posed as an undergrad student at Northwestern University. I walked onto the football team and I played 2 games as a starting cornerback. I had 3 passes defended. I don't know if that's a sin, honestly, Dan. I feel good about that one. That's some of the best memories of my life. I was 29 years old, but man, like I said, I had loose hips back then. I mean, my transition, I'd flip those hips and I'd be right in the guy's face. I stole a I stole an ambulance in Washington State. It did indeed have a patient in it. And I drove that ambulance across the country. And I never checked in the back of the ambulance for the welfare of the patients. And I did get $11,000 for that ambulance. But mostly my biggest sin, Dan, is I didn't love Rachel enough. She was always there for me every day. And sometimes I would say, Rachel, shut up, Rachel, get out of my face. And she's just there with those sweet eyes and that kind of half permanently open mouth. You know how life dolls have those?
Yes.
Dan, do you know how life dolls?
Yes, Tim.
You say I know how life dolls have that?
I do. I do know how life dolls have that opening in their mouth. Yes.
Most of all, Dan, the greatest sin is I wasn't the friend to you that you were to me. You were always there for me. Everything you said was true. And there was a moment, Dan, I don't know if you remember, I was going to come down to Florida and I had bad intentions. I was going to hurt you. I had it all planned. I was going to get in your apartment and I was just going to lay a 3-day reign of terror on you in your apartment. And the fact that I had those thoughts that I was going to work in Red Lobsters and work my way down.
You've got to lay down.
I'm dead, Katrina. Don't you get it? There's nothing left. My head looks like a Mr. Kazoo from the old Flintstones cartoons. It's gigantic.
You have to rest.
Please forgive me for these sins, Lord. Will you tell me I'm forgiven, Dan?
Tim, you're forgiven. Please listen to your sister and rest. Please, thank you for calling. Tell me, is there anything else you need? I will try to execute whatever it is that you needed executed. I'm sorry you're in this state.
You have to pick up my life doll, my love of my life, Rachel Lancaster, at the airport today, 6:35. She will be arriving at Miami International Airport. Be there for her. This is my main request. Be there for her. Put her in your car. Take her out to dinner, to an Applebee's, and treat her right.
Is there anything else that we should be confessing just so that you can feel better about yourself?
Dan, like I said, I'm not going to make it. And I do thank you for everything, but what these guys did to me, they beat me so badly, and they put a bowling trophy in my anus. They got it in there and they humiliated me. I don't know. I just feel like someone needs to know that. My sister didn't even know that. I just feel like I gotta say it, what they did to me. It was a bowling or a fishing trophy.
And I know you're really, really out of it right now, but you're on the air. You can't see
anything. You're on the air! They're
on the air! Tim, please relax. Please relax. Just listen to your sister. Tim, we're gonna go now. I thank you, for sharing your story with us. I hope that your most dire concerns are not real and that you will be okay. Thank you for being on with us. And please relax. Listen to your sister.
My sister wants to say some words to you.
Please pray for my brother, Mr. Lepthard. Please. You really sound like such a kind man, and there aren't many kind men left nowadays. I just want to say God bless you, and I come down to Miami sometimes, and I would really like to meet up with you, maybe get a drink, and you, I just...
Katrina, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your hospitality. This is an emotional time for you and your family. I'm already responsible for Rachel. Please just make sure your brother is okay, and please make sure that you are okay. Thank you for being on with us. I'm sorry, whatever it is that I contributed to any of this that might have felt less than pleasant.
Thank you. Just pray for him. Pray for Tim.
Okay, Katrina, thank you for being on with us.
Thank you.
All right. Certainly a lot to process there. I kind of feel like we kind of got to know Tim a little bit over these last few months. And no matter what you think about him or his methods, that's obviously very sad for him, obviously, and his family. There's no real way to transition from something like that. So what I'll tell you is Mystery Crate is available to you now 3 times a week. Please subscribe, rate, review if you like what you hear, although all that kind of feels a little stupid considering how morbid that last interview was. But we'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode, and keep chugging along here, hoping to brighten up your day on the Mystery Crate.